Boy, I sure love America. I love America. I love hot dogs, apple pie, especially when it's Barb Brummett's. And Barb Brummett makes the greatest apple pie you ever eat. And I love baseball, especially when the Cleveland Indians win. I think they won yesterday. And 3-1, I think it was. And you can't beat America. You can't beat America. It's the greatest country in the world. I love America. I'm proud to be an American. We went and saw a Yankee game in New York a couple years ago. Me and Austin and David and Shannon and Rosie. And we, as we drove on by in the boat there, I saw the Statue of Liberty. And boy, my heart just fluttered when I saw the Statue of Liberty. You know, I can't imagine anyone doesn't love this country. How can you not love America? It's the greatest country in the world. That's why everybody wants to come to it. I'm going to bring a short message to you today. And by the way, I seen, was little Lily here? I thought I saw Richard Naomi. I thought I saw Lily. Was Lily here too? Amen. Grandpa's got his baby today, huh? Amen. Amen. That little Lily, she's so precious. She is beautiful, man. Rich, it's good to have you and Naomi here and the baby. I want to get to hug that baby before you leave, okay? Make sure I get to see her, okay? All right. She is a little doll. And then the Macardo baby was born a couple of weeks ago. But Brummett's had a little grandpa. They got a little boy. Yes. Yeah. Oh, really? Wow. I will pray for her, Brother Larry. Well, she's only a couple weeks old, isn't she? Yeah. Let's pray for Brother Brummett's little granddaughter. Amen? Yeah, we sure will pray for her, Larry. I promise you. I want to talk to you this morning. Preach to you for it. And it's so great to have visitors with us. You're always welcome here. I'm just a plain fellow. We're just a church that loves God and loves people. Just a plain. No fanciness here. Just plain. We just like it. Just like the way it is. Amen. And I want to talk to you about. Here's the title, John. America, a nation blessed by God. Pastor Dave did a phenomenal job in the 9:30 Sunday school, and he. America's, don't get caught up in America's greatness. America's greatness don't come from America. America's greatness stems from God Almighty. But let's look at Psalms 33:12. Let's stand for the reading of God's word. I hope you can come out to the picnic. Everybody's invited to the picnic out there after I get done preaching. You just go out Infirmary Road. It's on the right-hand side as you're going out. It's only about 10 minutes from here. Just past the jail. You just go past the jail, you'll see our sign, Future Sight. And then go all the way in the back. We got a road that takes you. That pavilion seats 350, 400 people. And we want everyone to feel welcome to come out and have a good time with us today. I'll tell you another thing about being American. I love eating. By the way, we're going to have that little cannon out there. We're going to have that little cannon again today. We'll be doing some shooting off with that cannon and some other antique rifles or guns. So we'll be doing that later after we eat. But I love hot dogs and hamburgers and you name it, man. I'll tell you, tomorrow I'm going to be with my family in Toledo and I'll be eating bratwursts. And last night it was Brother Bill's house. We had Italian sausage last night with Carol and Bill. And man, I mean, one thing good about being an American in these holidays, the big boys love to eat. And oh man, Ann made some tremendous peach cobbler. Oh, Ann, that was tremendous. And so, you know, you say, boy, preacher, don't you got diabetes? I said, I do, but boy, if I'm gonna go, I'm gonna go happy. I mean, if you're going to go, you might as well go having fun. Amen. Bobby's going to keep eating that cherry pie. And amen. Let me read one verse to you. Psalms 33:12. Blessed is the nation whose God is Lord. How many see that? The nation that makes God their Lord, God will bless that nation. And the people whom he had chosen for his own inheritance. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, help me to be a blessing to the people today. Thank you for them coming. I pray for Brother Larry's little granddaughter. Lord, please reach down and touch that little baby right now. Lord, take that pneumonia from her. Lord, breathe fresh breath of life in her. Heal those lungs and make that baby well, Lord. I hold her up to you. Please, I'm asking you to bless that baby from heaven. Make her well today. And I promise you, we'll give you the power, the glory and the praise for everything. And bless the service today. Help me to preach with power. Holy Spirit, fill me. Speak through me. Help me to do the work of God and help me to do it well. I pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Tomorrow we're going to celebrate our country's 235th birthday. Happy birthday, America. I love America. How many could say I love America? Let's say it. I love America. Yep, I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. I'm a flag waver. Is there one somewhere? Oh yeah, buddy, I love the American flag. I don't know if you ever noticed, but I have them all over this church. 12 months out of the year, we have our flags here. We think it's something. See, there's a lot of blood that's been stained on this flag over the 235 years. Been a lot of people shed their life so you and I could be here today to hear this preacher preach today. I thank God for America. I really do. I'll be honest with you. I can't, in my mind, Brother Coolidge, I can't imagine anyone not thanking God for this wonderful land. America's been blessed by God. America is a nation. Say this with me. America is a nation blessed by God. And I love America. And by the way, God Almighty has blessed America above all countries. Tell me a country that's greater than America. Now, there's one special called Israel. It's the apple of God's eye. But as far as being blessed, God has blessed America with resources and riches beyond measure. By the way, when they were dropping bombs in Europe, and in France, and in Germany, and in Poland, no bombs were dropped in America. How do you think that happened? By accident? That was by the protection and providence of God. By the way, Kenny Conklin's going to have surgery on June 6th. Pray for him. Or July 6th. Yes? Okay. I'll get with him. Alrighty, I don't think I agree with that. Okay, alrighty, I'll get with. Thank you for sharing that with him. But still, pray for Kenny. He's got something in his lungs there. But America is the greatest country in the world. America's the greatest country in all the world, and no other country has been blessed like America. That's because God's blessed America. By the way, if you don't think America is the greatest country in the world, then just answer one question for me. Why do you think people from all over planet Earth, from every place on the globe on this planet, all countries, why do they all want to come to America? I'll tell you why they want to come to America. Because America is the greatest land blessed by God. Amen? Because people want freedom and people like plenty and people see that God has blessed this country beyond any country in all the world. There's no other country on the face of this globe that's been blessed like America. God has blessed America above all nations. And I'm going to tell you right now, why do you think God has blessed America? So I wrote three little things down for you. Okay, how many agree that God's blessed America more than any nation? Then let me give you this little thought before you leave this morning. Why has God blessed America? He truly, even an atheist could not deny that this country's been blessed. We've been blessed with all the riches, the resources, the freedom, the joy that we have. I mean, everything. We're blessed beyond any country above on any country in the land. Why has God blessed it? I'll give you three quick thoughts. But I hope you young people, I want you to get this. I don't want you ever to forget it. And I want you to pass this on to younger people in the years to come. You tell the same story that preachers told. Number one, I believe America is blessed beyond any country because our founding fathers of our country, they looked to God Almighty for the founding and the forming of this nation. I mean, listen, Johnny, we started out right. Our founders of our country founded our country on God and the Word of God. I gave you your Constitution. Look at this, the independence. Look, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and that they are endowed by their Creator. I'm going to tell you right now, right from the start, they said, man, there's a Creator, and we're trusting our future in the providence in the hands of the Almighty. I'm going to tell you, look up here, folks. God bless this country, number one, is because our leaders of our country, our founders of our country, they sought God out for His direction and His guidance for the forming of our country. That's why God has blessed our country. That's why the scripture says, blessed is the nation whose Lord is God. They said, God, we want to make you the Lord of our nation. I wish Washington, D.C. would know that now. It's pretty sad today that I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat, it's pretty sad that they're afraid to even say a prayer anymore. Right. Mention the name God. Right. By the way, I will say this to you. Mr. Obama's got it wrong. This is a Christian nation, although we don't act like it no more. He made a statement that America, because he was trying to please the Arabs, the countries over in the East. But I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not here to please them. I'm here to please God. And I'm not here to try to make the Muslims happy. I want to make God happy. And you better think about that before you put another guy in the office that's a Muslim and doesn't love America. Boy, that'll get you mad, won't it? Happy 4th of July. Oh, the Democrats are seething right now. When you get to heaven, you're going to see, God's going to show you that you got mad at that preacher. But he is. See, it's way beyond the Democrat or Republican. You better, see, that's the trouble with the, I told a man yesterday, if Jesus came and ran on the Republican ticket here in Ravenna because it's all Democrat, he wouldn't get elected. That's the truth. Because all you do is follow a party. You better start following God. Amen. Well, this is supposed to be happy today. But you know, if we don't put in godly leaders, and I don't care who it is, not just Mr. Obama, anyone, we need godly leaders. That's going to look to. Listen, when we put a new president or a senator or a governor, we need to get some people that say we're going to look for God's guidance. We're going to let God guide us in our decisions. Amen? And so that's why God Almighty has blessed America above all nations, number one, is because our country started with leaders that looked to God Almighty to form our country. It's founded on it. Listen to this. Listen to the songs. Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of green, for purple mountain majesty above the fruited plains. America, America, God shed His grace on thee. Our Father, God, to thee, author of liberty, to thee we sing. Long may our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us by thy might. Great God, our King. I'm going to tell you, you just keep on looking at the old time songs. It was all around God. My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land where our pilgrims pride, from every mountainside. Let freedom ring, and it did, because freedom rang because they said, God, we're going to count on you to form our country. When you read about your independence, they're telling the King of England, hey pal, we're leaving you, and we're gonna trust in the Creator, and we're gonna trust in the providence of God. That's how America started. And God looked down from heaven and said, man, there's a bunch of people down there that want to make a nation, and they're going to honor me. I'm going to tell you, it's about time America start going back to the forefathers and honor that God that made this country great. Amen. Number two. By the way, America needs to get back. How many believe America needs to get back to the teaching and beliefs of our forefathers, of our... We need to get back to the old paths of God. We need to make God number one in our country. Hopefully we'll get back before God takes his blessing off and brings judgment. Because I think we're this close to judgment. Number two, another reason God's blessed America above all nations. God has blessed America is because no other country has ever published the Word of God like America has. No country, look up here. America's sent out more missionaries. Ruthie, America's printed more Bibles. America, Sergeant Cotyver, America, from its founding, was a gospel-preaching nation. We have, no nation, Jimmy, has ever proclaimed the gospel like America. No one's ever held that holy light up, as they wrote about, like America. No one's ever set, taught, and preached. Listen, we've published the Word of God more than any country. We've preached the Word of God more than any country. We've published it. We've proclaimed it. I'm going to tell you right now, no country's ever done more for the gospel than America. That's why God's blessed America. Because America was telling the world about the Savior. America's like bearing precious seed, where Bob and June worked in for 25 years, printing the Word of God, putting out gospel tracts around the world by the millions. You think that's an accident that God has blessed this nation? You think it's an accident that God has protected the shores of our country? This America has been a light. A shining light to the world for Christ. Hello? How many are still hearing me? Psalm 68:11, the Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. Listen, it pleases God to see you take his word out. When you go out 30 and 40 people, we go out there and we pass out those Bibles and pass out those tracts. D, I really believe God looks down in Bethel and says, I like that. Hey, Bethel, I like that, Bethel. Yeah, that's what I'm about. Mm-hmm, that's good. Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, I like that. Oh, yeah, that's good. Yeah, I've been trying to speak to that lady or that man, and now you're going to knock on that door, and they're going to hear about me. That lady or that man's been troubled all week. And now you're going to, and I saw from heaven, because I see the sparrows when they fall. Right. And now I'm going to send you to be a beacon of light for me to that person that's lonely and discouraged and looking, where's the way today? I'm going to send you to help them because I'm the great God of heaven and you're going to be my messenger today. Amen. That's why God. Can you see America? Look up here, folks. America's been a messenger for God. I'm looking at, we got these, Pastor Dave wrote that track, Got Life, and he made that shirt up, Got Life. And Betty, seniors, we went to that Hartville kitchen was delicious. Ooh, man, that roast beef was tremendous. Man, Brian, I know I'm gaining weight this week. There ain't no way I'm going to make it. But boy, I'm going to have fun till the daddy takes my T-bird away. Now listen to me. That's from the 50s. You kids don't know where I'm at. The older people know what I'm talking about. Betty had Got Life shirt on. Here I got senior citizens out in the Hartville kitchen out there, and somebody came by and saw Betty with that shirt. It's got on her 1 John 5. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not Son hath not, hello, hath not life. And they're asking Betty and John, what's this thing Got Life? And Betty says, well, let me tell you about Jesus. See, God has got, where your Got Life shirts a lot. And Mike wears his badge all the time. It's a talk piece for Christ. Why has God blessed America, number one? Because we were founded, our forefathers. And by the way, we need to push our leaders today. No, we are a Christian nation. We were founded. Listen, you check any old documents. Go back to our Constitution. Go back to our independence. We were founded on God and God's Word. Amen. The first song, the first book in school was the Bible. You know, the liberals and all the God haters, they don't want to say nothing about God. But I'm going to tell you right now, in the school books, when they first started school in 1800, 1700, they didn't teach evolution. They taught creation. And we need to start pointing our fingers at our elected officials and say, hey, this is a godly nation. Hey, we were founded on God's word. Yet I want the Ten Commandments back in the State House. I'm sick of them tearing our country down. It was our country before they destroyed it. I'm sick of people saying we're not a Christian. We are a Christian nation. We just need to get back to it. Now, Mr. Obama's right. We don't act like one, but we were founded as one. Let me read you another scripture, and we got to get going. I love Isaiah 52:7. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that published peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that published salvation. Thus saith unto Zion, thy God reigneth. Brother Mark, every Christian ought to go every day and say, hey world, our God reigns. You know, the Muslims make a statement. They stop every day they stop what they're doing and pray. We ought to make a statement. Hey, and that's a false God. We ought to show what a real God can do. America has led the way proclaiming and publishing the gospel of Christ. And that's why God has blessed America. Number two, because we have taken out the gospel. America but has left our forefathers' teachings and beliefs. We have left righteousness and holiness. And America's left God and his word. How many think it's time for us to get back? Yeah. See, I really believe we can have revival. Yeah, absolutely. You can have revival anytime until Christ comes. We can have revival anytime. Proverbs 22:28 says this, remove not the ancient landmarks which thy fathers have left. Let me tell you something. America, in the last 50 years, have left those landmarks that our country was founded on. I was talking to John and Betty and Emma and Richard. We were talking about, you know, we got silver hair. We remember. The silver hair remember how things were. You know, we remember stuff that you kids never even, you know. First of all, when we were kids, they didn't have these little games that you could play in. We didn't have computers. We didn't have none of this stuff. We had to go outside and play. I mean, we played football and baseball and hockey, and we ran through the marshes and made rafts and Huckleberry Finn. And I remember one time my dad bought me a brand new pair of suede shoes, and I didn't think to take them off before I ran down the marsh. And we were down there, and we made a raft. And I was in that swamp, that stinking thick mud. I came back with those brand new Charlie Brown hush puppies, and they had all that. They were stained, ruined them shoes. My dad said, I just bought those for you 2 hours ago. He educated me. I went to the Board of Education that day, and I learned that before you run down and play in the swamps and the marshes, you put your old tennis shoes on and don't put on those brand new shoes you're supposed to wear to school. And he taught me so much, I didn't sit down for a couple days. The old people know what I'm talking about. You know what? We need to get back to those days. Not that you, I'm not talking about brutalizing children, but we need to get back where we start spanking kids when they're bad. We need to start making kids, foolishness is bound in the child, and the Bible said, but the rod of correction will make it flee. And I'm going to tell you right now, we need to teach. The trouble is, we don't have no correction for our kids. No wonder our kids are growing up like little hellions. They have no teaching. I mean, do you realize how far right I am? When I go into the malls and I go in the stores, and I see these little kids yelling at their mom and their dad, Aya! And I just have to sit there, don't say a word, don't say a word, don't say a word. And Roldy says, don't do it, because I just want to, I'm watching those kids. Don't do it, Rich. Come here, you little brat. I'm going to do what your parents should have done. Wham, wham, wham. Now you're not getting the toy. Amen. That's right. That's right. Now I don't do that. Because I don't want to go to jail. A few weeks ago I was there, and some lady, I was in my favorite store, the Goodwill. It's scriptural. And Luke says, goodwill towards all men. And this little kid was just bragging on her mom. And I said, lady, you ought to kill that kid. I didn't say it out. I mean, I'm just inside. And I just look out. What I do is I stare at him. If you were my kid, I'd rip your stinking eyes out right now. You know, no. And that mother gracious, that's it. And she took that kid and took her, wham, wham, wham. And I said, you just helped your little girl a whole lot. And that little girl stopped. She said, okay, mommy, what do you want me to have? Amen. We need to get back to the old ways of God. We need to get back to the old paths where families pray together, where families read the Bible together, where we actually teach our children right from wrong. I'm going to leave the paper. I've got to leave it. Number one, God has blessed America beyond all nations because we were founded on the Word of God. Yeah. Number two, we're blessed because we produce and publish the Word of God more than any nation. If, by the way, we're not sending out missionaries like we used to. We're not witnessing like we used to. By the way, how long do you think God's going to keep blessing if we keep doing what? The only reason God blesses is because we were His nation. And lastly, number three, go ahead and turn to it, and I'll just quote to you. I had a whole page on this, but look at Genesis chapter 12. I want you to see it. I'm going to have you read it, Brian. Genesis 12, verses 1 through 3. And Pastor Dave mentioned this in his Sunday service, but you got to get this. About a month ago, Mr. Obama was telling Israel to give back the land. Oh, my lands. Listen, Israel is the apple of God's eye. Don't touch Israel. Number three, the reason God has blessed America is because America has always been a friend and an ally of Israel. Yes. And we should always be till the rapture. Amen. Read Genesis 12, 1 through 3. God says, I will bless them and bless you. Go ahead. He's talking to Abraham.
Now the Lord said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land I will shew thee. And I will make thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curse
you. Oh! I'll bless them that bless you, and curse them that curse you, Abraham. Who wants to get cursed by God?
Germany.
Not me. I know Germany did.
Yes.
Killed 5 million Jews.
Yep.
How many are with me? By the way, I've got German ancestry, so I'm not knocking it. I'm just trying to give you examples. Watch every nation that went against Israel. They've been cursed. America's been blessed because we have been a friend.
That's right.
And Great Britain was a friend to Israel, too. They helped them get back to their nation. 1914 Balfour. How many are with me? How many are still with me? Lou, if America ever turns their back on Israel, you kids, you better love Israel. They're the apple of God's eye. I don't care who's the president. I don't care if it's a Republican. I can't even think of a who's a Republican I can make fun of. I want to be an equal opportunity. I don't care if it's John McCain. If John McCain goes against Israel, I'm going to tell you I'm against John McCain.
Amen.
See, it's not Democrat or Republican. I would to God you people could understand what I'm trying. It's Bible. What does God bless and what does God curse? Forget about the politics. Oh, politics are destroying our country. We need to get back to God. We need to get back to God's Bible. I wish there was no Democrats. I wish there was no Republicans. Just give me some patriots that want to love God and love our country. We need to get back what we call right, right, and wrong, wrong. Instead of calling right, wrong, and wrong, right.
Yes.
That's what made America great. That's where your greatness stems from. It stems from God Almighty. The reason our country's going down is we've loved God. See, our forefathers, they pursued God. But now we're leaving God. And that's why America... it's not as affluent. And that's why we're going down. Because America's greatness, I'm all done. America's greatness is not found in America. America's greatness stems from God Almighty. You want America to be great? Seek the things of God. Seek after holiness. Seek after righteousness. Do what the scripture says to do. Love thy Lord thy God with all thy heart. How many can say amen?
Amen?
We've got to get back. We can have revival. I believe that. It's just if America wants it.
Right, yeah.
And we're so caught up in the world. And you hit on something. He hit on something in Sunday school. That's the truth. And I'm going to get a lot of you mad at me. I don't care if I get you mad or not. I've been here for over 20 years getting you mad. I was, why stop now, D? I'm near the end. I might as well keep you mad to the end. Because Christians are so caught up in what they think is Christianity. Facebook is not Christianity. I know I'm going to get you mad. And there's dumb preachers on that. They're dumb. You can tell them, say, my preacher thinks you're dumb. Well, I'm going to get you mad. There's so much thing going on that, so much evil, and just all it is back talk, talking about people and everything. Listen, if you read your Bible as much as you were on Facebook, you'd be so close to God, you wouldn't know what it was. By the way, take the time you're on Facebook and read the Bible and you won't care about Facebook. You say, well, you're not a computer guy. I'm not a computer guy, but I'm going to tell you right now, Facebook is not of God. I told Dr. Jorgensen's kid that. We were down in Kentucky at the youth conference. And you kids were there. We went and got that lunch in that gym. And Dr. Jorgensen Jr., or whatever this is, the boy's name, like young Paul, yeah. And we were chumming up. He was talking about Facebook. And I said, he was talking about some problems. I said, well, I'm going to tell you right now, Brother Paul, I ain't got no problem with Facebook. I'm not on it. I said, Brother Paul, I'm going to tell you right now, I teach my people it's not of God. He said, what? I said, I'll tell you right now, I can't imagine any of you preachers being on it.
Yes, sir, preach that.
Boy, that, It's getting quieter. Boy, I can. Boy, are the fireworks going off now? Boom, 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 boom. I'm at the grand finale. Oh, I love it. Boom, 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 boom. I'm done. I'm not even going to hit on the queers today or the gay groups. Boy, the married. See how far we're. Now the New York people are letting them let the same. See, you read Romans chapter 1, verse 26 and 27. God said the woman left the nature of the woman and the man left, and it's not right. Matter of fact, the next verse says they did not want to retain God in their knowledge. We're not marrying same-sex marriages. Ever. We're marrying a man and a woman. That's how God ordained the family. A husband and a wife. If he wanted two queers, he'd had Adam and Steve. Instead of Adam and Eve. By the way, I got a bunch of letters on Easter because I preached on the queers. Keep them. I love it. It fuels my fire. Keep sending them to me. It makes me feel good. I'm doing the work of God. See, the preachers are afraid to preach on this stuff. But I'm not. And see, Johnny, if preachers would have not quit preaching, America wouldn't be in the trouble they are. See, you just got an old guy here. I don't have all the fire in me anymore. I've been real sick. And I don't feel real good today. I'm going to be honest with you. The last few days, preacher's been really going slow. I'm having a hard time breathing. But I still got the burning inside me. And you might get mad at me. By the way, I care about those people. I don't hate them. I want those people to be saved. But what I'm trying to tell you, that's ungodly. What I'm telling you, that'll bring judgment on America. Why do you think he destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah? They were queers. Gay or whatever they call them. What do they call it? Homosexuals. I know they're called sodomites in the Bible, but what do they call gay? How can you be? I never saw, when I was a, Mrs. Knight, when you and I were kids, gay meant you were happy. I'm gay. I'm jubilant. You can't be gay no more. Don't be gay, Carl. You're in trouble, Pierre. When I was a kid, you could be gay. I was gay a lot when I was a kid. Because it meant you were happy and jubilant. I'm not gay to today's things. No, I'm not gay at all. Oh, no, I'm not. No. It's not natural for a man to go after a man. It's not natural for a woman to go after a woman. It's ungodly. It's not. It's against God. It's against nature. The Bible clear. Read Romans chapter 1. It teaches it. And by the way, God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah because of the queers. When the judgment comes, I really believe San Francisco will get hit first, because that's the capital city of all the gay. You say, "Boy, you happy 4th of July." I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. You've got an old time. You've got an old time fundamental Baptist preacher that believes the Bible. I'm never going to change. And Brother Coolidge, I've come this far in my life. I've been preaching for 40 years. I'm not going to change now. I love America. I love America. I love America, and I'm going to fight for America, and I'm going to stand up for America, and I'm going to speak up for America. And God bless this country, and God has blessed this country, and we ought to stand up for God and say, we're going to take this country back for God. Amen. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for loving us. Lord, you've blessed America above any nation. You've blessed our nation above all nations because we sought your face. Blessed is the nation whose God is Lord. And because for the first few hundred years, this country did look to God as Lord, you have blessed us beyond measure. And because this nation has sent out more gospel tracts and more missionaries and more Bibles and preached more gospel messages and won more people to Christ. They brought more people to Christ than any nation on the globe of planet Earth. You have blessed this nation. When we go out soul winning on Saturday, we're actually holding back the judgment because we're trying to do what God's pleased with, to hold back judgment. And we're blessed because America's always, up to this time, has been a friend of Israel, the apple of God's eye. Help us to love you. Help us to serve you. Help us to walk with you and to know you. And help us always to stand with Israel. Help us to love. Help us to love the Jewish people. Oh God, help us to love the Jewish people in the nation of Israel. I love them with all my heart. I thank you for them. Please protect them and please bring peace to Jerusalem. And today, Father, if there's anyone here who doesn't know you as Savior, let them know that, may they feel the love of Christ, that you love them so much you came down. Just like these soldiers, Jesus was the greatest soldier that ever lived. He charged the hill, and he took the hill of Calvary, and he conquered Calvary and death and hell and the grave. And now he gives victory to all that will come to him by faith. I wonder, with our heads bowed and our eyes closed, how many could say, Pastor, I know for sure if I died, I'd go to heaven because I've trusted Christ as my Savior. Could you raise that hand? I know for sure I'm saved. Thank you. May put it down. Is there anyone say, Pastor, I'm not sure. Preacher, I'm not sure. And I'm not sure if I died, I'd go to heaven. And I don't want to die and go to hell. Pray for me. Anyone like that? Just raise your hand, put it back down. Preacher, I'm not sure if I died, I'd go to heaven. I don't want to die and go to hell. Pray for me. By the way, Pastor Dave was, I think he was at a gas station the other day, feeling, and he spoke to a man, he witnessed to him. The man was a senior citizen. He said, I'm looking for a church. He said, does your church have rock music? He said, Pastor Dave said, no, we're the old music, the old school. He said, what Bible? Pastor Dave said, we just use the King James Bible, God's Bible. And that man says, my wife haven't been going to church because we haven't found a church like that, and we've been looking. He said, we're going to be looking for a church. We might come to your church and visit your church. They lived in another city. But he said, we might visit your church because what you got is what we're looking for. Believe it or not, people are still looking for the truth out there. People are still looking for the truth. Not all the churches have buckled. Not all the preachers and pews have bowed to Baal. Father, help us to love you more. And I pray you'll bless our country. I acknowledge that you have blessed it for 235 years. I pray you won't take your hand off America. And Lord, I pray that you'll help us so you can bless America continually. Bless Bobby's two aunts. Lord, I pray you'll be with Bobby Shell's aunts. Please work in them. And be with that lady that her daughter committed suicide. And God, just comfort her heart. Help her, Lord. I know she's hurting in deep inside. Help her, Father. Holy Spirit, minister grace to her. And for all the prayer requests that went up today, pray that you'd be with each one of them. Bless us today, even out in the land. And thank you for sending Sergeant Contiver. Lord, I couldn't thank you enough for bringing that godly man that serves our country to our church. He's been a blessing beyond measure to me and to this church. Watch over him, Father. Please put him, like I prayed for him last night, Lord, put him in a good, godly church. Help him to find a good church that would he could get into and serve you like he served you here. Protect him. Put a hedge around him. Don't let nothing happen to him. And I'll pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Let's stand. We'll sing a verse. If you'd like to come, you come right now.